for 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. UC Riverside has reached an agreement with pro-Palestine student activists after a five-day protest encampment. UCR is the first campus that's part of the University of California system to come to an agreement. The terms announced last Friday includes a commitment by Chancellor Kim Wilcox and his administration to form a task force to reassess UCR's finances and to publicly disclose university investments. Study abroad business programs in many countries, including Israel, have also been paused. Any future study abroad programs will need to comply with UCR's anti-discrimination policies. The Students for Justice in Palestine chapter at UCR said in a statement, the agreement reflects their commitment to justice. They say they will continue to hold the university accountable for their complicity. Meanwhile, Chancellor Kim Wilcox said in a prepared statement that he's encouraged by the peaceful outcome, which he says was generated through constructive dialogue. In California, tens of thousands of immigrants who qualify for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program will soon be able to get health insurance. That's after President Joe Biden announced that those with DACA can enroll in Affordable Care Act coverage. KQED Senior Immigration Editor Tyke Hendricks explains.
When Obamacare became law in 2010, DACA recipients brought to the U.S. illegally as children were left out. Advocates have been pushing to change that ever since.
It's fantastic. It's honestly long overdue.
That's Sara Dar with the California Immigrant Policy Center.
For every individual that goes from not having any health care to now finally be able to go see a doctor and get care, it's life-changing.
Since January, California has offered Medi-Cal to all low-income residents. But roughly 40,000 DACA recipients earn too much to qualify and can't get insurance through work. I'm Tyke Hendricks, KQED News.
Authorities continue their search of a 29-year-old missing man who went missing 2 weeks ago. The California Highway Patrol on April 22nd initiated a feather alert for True Clark, who was last seen near George Boulevard and Airbase Expressway in Victorville. Clark, a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe, stands at 6 feet 1 inches tall and is approximately 165 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. He was seen in a white t-shirt and khaki shorts. If you know of True Clark's whereabouts, please contact the Colton Police Department at 909-370-5000. Does the name Amneal Pharmaceuticals sound familiar? It's come up in the news twice in California within the last week. First, after the state announced a deal with the company to buy lower-cost opioid overdose medication for residents. And now because that same company is set to pay a nearly $300 million settlement for failing to report suspicious opioid orders. CalMatters' Anna Ibarra has more.
Under the settlement agreement yet to be finalized, Amneal Pharmaceuticals will pay states more than $90 million in cash and $180 million in naloxone products over a 10-year period. In a statement, Amneal said the settlement would resolve all pending lawsuits filed by states against the company. The company did not admit any wrongdoing. So far, California has secured more than $4 billion in settlement funds from drug companies for their alleged role in fueling the opioid epidemic.
That's CalMatters' Anna Ibarra. The California Sports Hall of Fame announces its inductee gala on June 30th at the Ontario Convention Center. This year, the spotlight shines on basketball legend A.C. Green, football star Marshall Faulk, power agent Scott Boras, quarterback Rodney Pete, and renowned photographer Andrew Bernstein. Roy Firestone, himself a Hall of Famer from 2022, will emcee the event. For more information, visit californiasportshalloffame.org. And that's all for today's Midday News Report. You're listening to KBCR News, NPR for the Inland Empire. Have a great day.